From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian rebels say they will attend peace talks in Kazakhstan next week. They say the meetings in Astana on January 23rd will focus on the ceasefire, humanitarian issues, and violations by the regime. Meanwhile, Turkish media are reporting thousands of soldiers will be sent into Syria as Turkish forces struggle to capture the strategically important town of Al-Bab. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Reports that reinforcements will be sent into Syria comes as Turkish forces face growing casualties in their battle to wrest control of Al-Bab from Islamic State. Last month, 16 Turkish soldiers were killed in one attack, while jihadists are increasingly using suicide bombers and truck bombs. The Turkish army launched Operation Euphrates Shield last August, ostensibly to support the Free Syrian Army. But with the jihadists putting up stiff resistance, the Turkish army is increasingly taking a leading role. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Turkey's news agencies say a suspect has been arrested in the deadly New Year's Eve terrorist attack on an Istanbul nightclub. The Hurriyet Daily News said Abdulkadir Masharipov was detained Monday in Istanbul. It reported the suspect was undergoing medical tests. United Nations envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed went to Yemen Monday. He was there to meet with senior Yemeni leaders and to appeal for a return to a truce. 10,000 civilians have been killed in the violence in that country. Gambia's president has filed an injunction aimed at preventing the president-elect's inauguration on January 19th. It forbids any party from swearing in President-elect Adama Barrow. This is VOA News.